You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Now, journalists covering the war in Ukraine have brought attention to the plight of refugees fleeing the Russian attack. But there's been some criticism over some of that coverage, specifically when correspondents make distinctions between Ukrainian refugees and those from Iraq, Afghanistan, or Syria. Our next guest group has raised concerns about a number of statements by journalists. Here's one example, CBS News senior foreign correspondent Charlie Daggett reporting the first weekend after Russia invaded Ukraine.
But this isn't a place, with all due respect, like Iraq or Afghanistan, that has seen conflict raging for decades. You know, this is a relatively civilized, relatively European, I have to choose those words carefully too, city where you wouldn't expect that or hope that it's going to happen.
Mona Iskander is a producer and on-air correspondent for commercial and public media who's reported on a range of topics in the Middle East and in the U.S. She's a founding board member of the Arab and Middle Eastern Journalists Association, AMIJA for short. AMIJA released a statement on February 27th, a few days after Russia began attacking Ukraine, responding to coverage of refugees. Mona, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks. It's so great to be here.
We heard that clip there from CBS, just one of many on your list of examples. Can you talk about the concerns you have when you hear those kind of distinctions made?
Yeah, sure. So we released this statement last week, as you said, and we listed a few other examples. And they were a range of print and television reporters who were out in the field, some of them in the studio. And they all seem to be, you know, sort of unprompted, casual, spontaneous statements, conscious or not, that revealed a very obvious bias. As we just heard Charlie Daggett saying, relatively civilized, relatively European. By calling Ukrainians civilized, what does that mean? Are they more worthy of sympathy and coverage than others? And so it was really troubling to us to see these reports coming out. And so we came together as an organization. We've been around for 16 years. We have about 460 members around the world. The board, we're a very active board. And we said, you know, we really need to come out and say that this is just not acceptable.
And your concern isn't the coverage of Ukrainian refugees in and of itself, but it seems like there's a worry that if the language is used in that way, it could potentially do harm to refugees from countries that don't meet those journalist criteria of civilized, I guess. What do you worry about the spillover effect?
Right. So, I mean, just to be clear, this is in no way to say that Ukrainians under attack don't deserve the resources, the coverage or compassion that they're getting. I mean, absolutely, we stand with the Ukrainian people. But to, you know, for reporters, for journalists to come out and make these comparisons that are really just not correct and that are misleading. It misinforms viewers. And I think it really takes away from the story. Some other reporters, they talk about that these are Europeans leaving in cars that look like our cars. There's sort of this implication that these Ukrainian refugees are not like those other refugees in the Middle East or in Afghanistan who are used to these sort of things. And so, we just thought that was just not acceptable, and we needed to say something about it.
Let's bring on a caller. Lisa is with us in Madison. Lisa, hello.
Hi. I mean, I think we're seeing this in more than just the media. I think we're seeing that in the citizens of the world. People are willing to donate more money, open up their homes, give money to Airbnb for places to stay, which is wonderful. But you don't see that happening when it's refugees from Syria or refugees from Iraq or Afghanistan. So the media really seems to be reflecting the population.
Lisa, thanks for the call. I know your organization focuses, Mona, on the media. Do you worry that the media could reinforce that distinction that Lisa's worried about?
Yeah, I think that's a valid concern. I think, we're focused on the coverage, but, you see it also on the policy on the ground. I mean, there are, in neighboring countries, the refugees are being welcome, whereas refugees in other parts of the world that previously wanted to enter into Europe were denied. I think she has a very valid point there.
Thanks for that call, Lisa. Mona, do you worry about when you see coverage of refugees from Afghanistan or Iraq referred to in that clip we played there, or Syria? How do you see them being talked about compared to what you see in the pieces that you raise concern about?
I think that there's a sense that, that people from the Middle East, people, refugees coming from Syria, Afghanistan, it's almost as if they're used to this. They're used to war. They're used to wartime. They're used to disruptions in their lives that would force them to have to flee. And, you know, that's just patently false. And it's bad reporting. And, you know, we're really asking journalists to do their jobs. And we're asking for newsrooms to diversify, because when there is more diversity in the newsroom, then there are more voices and the coverage just becomes much better and more nuanced. And so I think that, you know, there's a multi-part solution to this. And it really starts with the newsrooms. It starts with the journalism schools. I think it's just not fair to be putting Syrians or Afghans in a different category, that they somehow deserve the situation that they're in.
Talking to Mona Iskander from the Arab and Middle Eastern Journalists Association, a journalist herself, looking at how the media talks about refugees from Ukraine as opposed to Afghanistan or Syria or Iraq. Mona, has your organization got a response from any news outlets since you put out this statement late last month?
Yeah, so, you know, after we released the statement, we received a barrage of media requests from all over the world. And we actually decided to translate the statement into Arabic, Farsi, French, Spanish, Italian, so that we could get this out, you know, further out into the world. I know that, you know, the reporter from CBS did issue an apology. And I know from a source that an Al Jazeera English anchor actually lost his job. But we haven't received, you know, we haven't received directly anything from the media organizations. But look, I mean, the fact that we're even talking about this right now, the fact that there has been so much outreach from different places in the world, print, podcasts, you know, television, it just tells you that we're in a place where people are listening and people care about this. And when they see a double standard, it resonates with people who just see that as unfair.
Do you have suggestions for reporters, editors, producers, over how to check themselves and make sure that they're not talking one way because this is Eastern Europe and another way because that's the Middle East?
Right. Yeah, I think that's a great question. I mean, I think, first of all, I think for reporters or producers, whether you're in the field or not, look around you. Who are the people that you're working next to? Is there somebody that has, well-versed in the history of a country? Is that person of Arab descent or, you know, Iranian descent or can kind of help navigate a territory that isn't familiar to you? So I would say definitely look to colleagues, but also, you know, call up experts, call up, you know, you have to vet experts as well. So you have to know where to go. But I mean, we as an organization, for example, we aspire to creating guides for journalists for certain areas of the world. We had a guide for Palestine-Israeli coverage earlier this year, and we are hoping to do more and more of these so that we can also be a resource for media outlets that, you know, when there's a huge event happening in the world and they're throwing reporters into that story, that we hope that they would look to us to sort of help them navigate unfamiliar territory.
Mona, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
That's Mona Iskander, producer and on-air correspondent for commercial and public media. She's a founding board member of AMIJA, the Arab and Middle Eastern Journalists Association. We talked to her today about concerns over racial and cultural bias in Western news media's coverage of refugees, making distinctions between those from Eastern Europe and those from the Middle East.